The second book of Kings opens with the short reign of Ahaziah, son of Ahab, who died about 852 BC. About that time, the prophet Elijah was taken up to heaven. The patriarch Enoch and Elijah were the only two men ever to leave this world without dying. The prophet's disciple, Elisha, witnessed his master's departure. He saw the chariot and horses of fire that came to separate them, and he saw Elijah going up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elijah had told his disciple that if he saw him leaving, then Elisha's request of inheriting a double portion of Elijah's spirit would be granted. So Elisha became the great prophet's spiritual successor. Elisha picked up the cloak that had fallen from Elijah and went back to the river. Then he did what Elijah had done. Rolling up the cloak, he struck the water with it, saying, "Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" At once the water divided, and he crossed over. By means of this miracle, God confirmed the choice of Elisha as prophet in Elijah's place. The company of the prophets from Jericho, who were watching from a distance, said, "The spirit of Elijah is resting on Elisha." They went to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. "Look," they said, "we, your servants, have 50 able men. Let them go and look for your master. Perhaps the spirit of the Lord has picked him up and set him down on some mountain or in some valley." So 50 men went and searched for Elijah for 3 days, but did not find him. When they returned to Elisha, who was staying in Jericho, the prophet said to them, "Didn't I tell you not to go?" The city of Jericho, which lay in the Jordan Valley, had a tropical climate, but its water was bad, and the land unproductive. The men of the city came to Elisha and said, "Look, this town is well situated, as you can see, but the water is bad, and the land is unproductive." "Bring me a new bowl," said the prophet, "and put salt in it." They brought in the bowl and the salt, and Elisha went out to the spring which provided water for the town, and threw the salt into it, saying, "This is what the Lord says, I have healed this water. Never again will it cause death or make the land unproductive." And the water was made wholesome from that day on, according to the word of the Lord spoken by Elisha. From there the prophet went up to Bethel. As he was walking along the road, a band of youths came out of the town and started jeering at him. "Go on up, you bald head," they shouted. "Go on up, you bald head." They continued to hurl insults, scoffing and making fun of him. These young men were not only being disrespectful to an older man, but they were in fact insulting God himself in the person of his servant. Elisha turned round and cursed them in the name of the Lord. Then 2 bears came out of the woods and mauled 42 of the youths. So the ministry of Elisha began with a blessing and with a curse. The blessing for Jericho and the curse for Bethel. Jericho, a town which in the past had been cursed by God and destroyed by Joshua, had received the Lord's new prophet respectfully and had believed in the power of God to heal its waters through his servant. So a great blessing had come on them all. While Bethel, which was the high place for the worship of the golden calves and a well-known center of idolatry, had shown only scorn and mockery for Almighty God and his servant, expressed by the jeering insults of its young inhabitants. So judgment and a curse had come upon them. Next episode, the rebellion of the Moabites.